Let's look further into what's happening with the action potential, the neural impulse. The electrical charge of a neuron can be measured with a pair of electrodes connected to an oscilloscope like we have here in this depiction. At rest, the neuron is like a tiny wet battery with a resting potential of about negative 70 millivolts. When a neuron is stimulated by a sharp jump and its electrical potential occurs, it then results in a spike in the oscilloscope recording of the neuron's electrical activity. This change in voltage, called an action potential, travels along the axon. Action potential begins when the sodium gates in the membrane of an axon open, permitting positively charged sodium ions to flow into the axon. By the peak of the action potential, the sodium gates have closed, but potassium gates have opened to let potassium ions flow outward. At the next point along the axon membrane, sodium gates open and the process is repeated, thus allowing the action potential to flow along the axon. We can consider dominoes as a metaphor for the threshold that must be met in order for an axon to fire or a neuron to fire. This is called the all-or-nothing law. The all-or-nothing law says that either the axon fires or it doesn't fire. It's much like when you line up dominoes in a row and you have the first domino that you sort of push a little bit and nothing happens. You push it a little bit further, and before long, it crosses that threshold and knocks the next domino down, and you have a chain reaction that travels along as long as you have the dominoes lined up. So this is like the threshold of the action potential. Once it reaches the threshold and fires, there's no stopping it. The importance of the all-or-nothing law is that there isn't a weak, strong, or really hard or soft fire. It either fires or it doesn't, because there's no gradation in it. For a really strong stimulus, such as a really loud noise, the firing isn't as strong, but more rapid.